the rabies.
And unfortunately, there were lots of deaths this week. So let's see if I can do this without any more technical problems. All right. So first up, we have Mr. Lonnie Brooks. We're doing Lonnie Brooks. He passed away, and he started out as Guitar Junior when he started his solo career. And then he became Lonnie Brooks, and he did all kinds of cool blues stuff. And I actually had the honor of interviewing the man back in 2000. I believe he played the Northampton Blues Festival. And I got to interview him, and it was really freaking cool. He was a great guy, totally down to earth. I have a segment from the interview that I'm going to try to play later. But first, we're going to hear some of his music, because that's what he was all about, was the music. So let's see if I can bring this up. This would be... No, we don't want that. We've already heard that. We want to go... We want to go... Where are we going? Where did you go? You were just here. All right, let's do... No, we want to do this. Here we go. This is Guitar Junior in... Come on, where are you? Where are you, Guitar Junior? You're supposed to... There you are. This is 1958. Dig this and dig it deep.
When you dance, they call it crawl. East to west, north to south. When you dance, the people shout about the call to crawl.
Writing songs and playing the guitar. I didn't know, you know, he could play a lot of church chords, you know. And so we was in there writing songs and stuff, you know. Well, making up songs, not really writing them, just making up songs. And so I stayed just a couple of hours, then I went to bed, and then we woke up that morning, went to breakfast, and we started talking, you know, and he invited me to go to New York with him, because he had his brother. You know, first he asked me, where was I going after that? I said, well, man, I ain't got nothing going on now. I said, until next month. I said, this is my last gig. And, you know, he said, well, why don't you come go with us? You know, he said, my brother, you know, I have a hard time with my guitar playing for him because he didn't want to play for his brother, you know.
Oh.
He said, if you, you know, you come and hang with us a while, you know, and said, you ain't got nothing to do in no way, you know, hang with us a while. I said, I'd be glad to, you know, and he would let me sing a tune, and then I would play for his brother. Mm-hmm. And then get down and let them go to work, and then at the end of the show, we have a finale, you know. And we did that all the way into Chicago, and I wound up, I said, I'm gonna, you know, I like Chicago. I want to stay in Chicago. And I started asking, could he help me get recorded for one of the big companies with, you know, that he was with, you know. And he told me, he said, well, I don't have any connection until I get to Chicago. I've got people in Chicago can help you, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll talk to them, you know. Soon we got to Chicago. Manager told him he had to go to California, so he left his brother in charge. I wind up staying in Chicago playing with his brother, and then I got a job playing in the studios, you know, working in studios.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got wind up, you know, living in Chicago.
What kind of session work did you get in Chicago then?
I was playing behind everybody, anybody. You know, like a lot of time they have young groups come in, you know, and they needed a band. We was like a studio band.
Mm-hmm.
I started out at a record company called Wonderful Records. They had luck with Alva Cash. They had I forgot the name of the group, but they had a tune, Tail Shake a Feather or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Alvin Cash had a big hit with him, Twine Time.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other cats, but that was the biggest record they had at the time. And I cut some with them myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I got a chance to meet up with Monk Higgins, and he was a ranger, whatever you want to call it, producer. And he liked the way I played guitar because I had a different sound. And everybody was cashing in on it to put on records, mm-hmm. you know, but I just didn't have what they really wanted for me. You know, I mean, I'd bring the records in what I made already. Well, this ain't what we're looking for, and tunes, you know, so. I sat around Chicago, maybe about 3 or 4 years before I got a chance to cut another record.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the road with Jimmy Reed. And now everybody looking for me now, you know, because I just got off of my own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so. This the company that I was recording for, somebody told him they saw me in Chicago. So they got in touch with me and he got me with what the name of this record, the company, Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
I did full side for Mercury Records. And with him producing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't do anything. I think at the time they had Brooke Benton and Donald Washington,
mm-hmm.
come out with this tune together, and it just like throwed me down on the shelf. Then I cut some record for some small companies around Chicago. I cut one for Chess. The biggest one that I had was with Chess Records.
Mm-hmm.
Let It All Hang Out. A country boy come up with the same time, and it was playing them back to back. But it was two different songs,
mm-hmm.
but they had the same, I would say hook.
Right.
Let It All Hang Out. You know, mine's was more of a kind of a soul thing, like,
mm-hmm.
and his was country. So that was one of my biggest hit that I had in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It was with Chess Records.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the next one was with Mercury. Try to Capitol Records.
Capitol, that was the...
Sorry, gang, having more technical difficulties. Anyway, that was a bit of Lonnie Brooks. He was really cool. And so before that, we did hear Guitar Junior. Now we are going to hear Mr. Lonnie Brooks. And if everything keeps going, well, come on. Why is reality so difficult tonight? All right, here we go. Dig this and dig it deep.
Two is four.
So how cool was that? That was Lonnie Brooks doing Sweet Home Chicago, and that was live. Very cool. So Lonnie Brooks, he was cool. He died. David Peel, he was cool, and he died, unfortunately. What do we have for Mr. David Peel? We all know David Peel. Lower East Side, hippies, pot, doesn't like cops. That's pretty much it. All right. And the great John Lennon connection. You can't forget that. So without any further ado, let's hear this.
You like marijuana, we like marijuana too. Marijuana, 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 marijuana. I like marijuana, but you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. I want to be a hippie, got to get down. Marijuana, marijuana. I want to be a runaway, got to leave home for marijuana. Remember the teeny bop sniffing airplane glue? Marijuana. He used to freak out in Central Park Zoo. Marijuana. I want to get high, but I never know why. The cop I got to say goodbye for marijuana, 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 marijuana. I like marijuana, but you like marijuana, we like marijuana too. I want to be a pusher on the Lower East Side for marijuana. Be a pusher, got to get you high on marijuana. It's my life and I do what I want. Marijuana. It's my life and I do what I can't. Marijuana. I want to smoke pot and I want to smoke a lot. But here comes my father, the marijuana cop. Golden Panamanian red, marijuana. The bigger the bank account, the higher the head. Marijuana. I want to get down and I want to be allowed. But here comes my father, the family is mourning.
Just hold it where you are right now. Stay there. Put your hands up against the wall and watch them. Hold on over there, you. You with the black long hair. Get over there. Get against that wall. You over there. Watch where you're going. Any of you guys tries to run away, you're going to get plugged. Now stay where you are. This is just a routine investigation. We're looking for concealed weapons. Any of you guys got any narcotics? Anything you want to say you have before you have before I look for it now? Because if you say you don't have it before I have it and I find it on you, then I'm going to have to charge you with something. So you better not be resisting arrest. Fed, call the station. Looks like we got some narcos. We got some real long hair hippie freaks over here. Well, I want to see these kids shot. You know, I'd like to see these kids just taken out some desert place with a machine gun. This is what's ruining America, you know? You drive around with a flag on top of your car. You try to make this place a community where people can live together. And what do you get? These long-haired, filthy hippie punks smoking their dope cigarettes, going around using obscenities, man. They're worse than pigs.
Okay, that was David Peel. Oink, oink, and before that, I like marijuana. That's pretty much the range of subjects. Cops, marijuana, and periodically the Beatles. So that was David Peel. He died. It's such a shame. He was such a cool guy. So that was Lonnie Brooks, David Peel, and of course, we have to mention Don Rickles. Man, he's one of those guys you never thought would die. But he did. So what do we say? He was in Run Silent, Run Deep. He was, of course, in Kelly's Heroes. He is in Dirty Work. And what else? Well, I mean, everybody knows who Don Rickles is. So anyway, we have some stuff to play. I have some stuff from one of his records, and I think I have some stuff from The Tonight Show. So without any further ado, let's listen to Don Rickles. And I'm not going to apologize, but clearly this stuff is going to be politically incorrect, because it is Don Rickles, for Christ's sake. So without any further ado, here's Mr. Don Rickles.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles.
Nice to see you in a red shirt, right in the front. That's class. I never entertained a Mountie. $40 million Americans, I gotta get a dummy Mountie right here in the front. Hello, dummy. Yeah. And he waved to me yet. I said, hello, dummy. And he went, no, he knows me. I'm a Mountie. Nice night, huh? I was upstairs laying on the bed thinking about the moves I was going to make with the wife. She was in the other room with a Pepsi bottle going, wah, 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 wah. Weirdo, weirdo. Shakes Pepsi bottles to get me in heat. Get horny when you're up here. You know what I mean? Mexicans, you never fool around with the wife, right? You're too busy laying on the floor fixing the mud so it don't cave in. They never fool with the wives, the Mexicans. They're walking around the house going, turn on the television. Turn on the television. But if it weren't for you people, we'd never have filth. Which is a good word, filth. No, I kid. Henry, you're a wonderful Mexican, really. I'm a Jew and you're a Mexican. I say this from my heart. A Negro can move in my neighborhood. You can't. Don't make it a rally, you dummy broad. What the hell's the matter with you? You want the Mexican to come over to your table and get the runs? It's only a joke, Mexican. You're the chosen people. We're wrong. Look at the size of him, lady. He just lays on you and you die. Look at this. The lady went, what, the Mexican lay on me? Anyway, gang, the old Jewish lady got in heat when she heard the fat Mexican was going to lay on her. Anyway, gang, the hell do you think's gonna happen? You won't have any kids, a taco falls out. don't you find this funny, Mexican? Or do you want to go back to your old job in the arena? Get your pillows, get your pillows. Found them in Tijuana on the border, remember? Walking around with the kale pectate running out of the underwear? Takalelo makela kalelo. Takalelo makela kalelo. They drink that water, you know, they get the runs, and we use them for the highways to make the white lines. I'm a Jew with a chosen people. We don't have to do nothing. Pick up a couple of dollars and phone God. Hello, God. Jews, you got to be like the Jews. Just sit in the house in the living room in your underwear. Put on the TV, Shirley. That's all Jews do. Sit in the underwear, belch, and watch TV. The Irish guys are staggering around. The color guys are going, glory, glory, hallelujah. And the Mexicans, I'm going to the toilet. I don't care what the color guys do. And the queers are going, let's go in the park and have a love out. These are the jokes, lady, if you're waiting for Billy Graham.
How about a crazed physician?
A crazed physician, yes. Yeah. Terminally insane, yes, I think. Right. Would you welcome Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles?
Out right away, a vicious guy. I hope your penguin dies in your tub.
The hell that means.
Happy New Year.
You really drink coffee?
Absolutely.
Hey, Eddie, get a Krella. We'll get the cab out in about a half hour.
I'm off of booze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give him a prize. What do I care? I remember you made up for a lot when you were drinking.
Well, I...
The old days used to just lay around the restaurant going... And people said, that's Johnny Carson. Your mother was in Nebraska going, he's bombed, he's bombed.
You
We're
and I...
Jewish people. We don't drink. We just sit there, sir. Want another one, sir?
Now, you and I had some moments together ourselves, let's be honest.
Well, hey, we had our heyday. Now, you're a little older than I. I'm still a young kid. I know when we played tennis. You forgot when we first started? Now, I was just telling Bobby Quinn, the director, you know,
yes.
the little midget in the booth.
Right.
Nothing wrong about little people. I love little people, but he keeps running around. I see him at the health clubs all the time, sucking on my ankle. Anyway, why do you do that? Your
what?
Tie's laying right. Why do you do that?
It's a nervous habit.
Well, nervous habit? Well, get over it. Go to a rest home or something. How's the... Did you get engaged, Ed?
Yes, I did.
Sorry. Anyway, did you see the girl you got engaged to?
Certainly have.
Oh, God. It's like the front of a bad bus. No, she's a pretty girl.
Oh.
Mm. You gotta be alone on the highway, searching, wandering. If you don't get Bambi, you get hurt. No, I'm kidding, Ed. You're a big fella. You can handle it. Anyway, I just can't picture you on the wedding night on top of the furniture. Over here, hon!
Look, when all you're back...
Hey, you can go to heck, folks. We're gonna laugh. We saw the girl.
What is
when she takes off the girdle? I love that.
Okay, so that was Don Rickles on The Tonight Show. And before that was the opening from the Don Rickles album, Hello Dummy. And Don Rickles has passed, and David Peel has passed, and Lonnie Brooks has passed. But we just saluted them all, so there you go. Which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. My name is Mike Conway. I am subbing for Belinda, who is out getting simonized. And so where are we going now? Well, that's pretty much the end of the radio obituaries, because I only have so much time, gang. So let's go back to the music. Let's see if I can get something going here. Okay, here's a good one. Enjoy this. Come on, here we go. All right, dig this.
Thank you.
for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Now I hope someday
I'm not afraid to die. the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to ride, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. It will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the brightest butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps, oh, echoes calling in the distance through the canyons of your mind. Even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have even seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, won't be concerned. Will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love. I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
Okie dokie, that was the Four Tops with a cover of Bob Lynn's Elusive Butterfly, which sort of fits into both of our themes tonight. It's springtime because it's a butterfly, and it's sort of like hippie peace freak stuff because it's, I don't know, hippie-ish. Before that, Tony Orlando and Dawn with Here Comes the Spring. And before that, I almost want to apologize for this. That was Corey Feldman doing his cover of Imagine. I just had to play it. I couldn't help it. Where else am I going to play it except on Bubbles in the Think Tank? You are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. My name is Mike Conway. I am subbing for Belinda, who is out getting Simonized. We have 15 minutes left, gang. So I'm going to shut up and play something.
you're sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. And then
I knew
she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. I knew I had to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand. And we walked through the park alone. Then
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy.
She
had made me very
flowers
happy.
In her head.
In her head.
Flowers everywhere.
Everywhere. I love the flower girl.
Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye. She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
And all I had left was one little flower from her hair. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy.
She had made me very flowers
happy.
In her hair.
In her hair.
Flowers everywhere.
Everywhere. I love the flower girl.
Was she reality or just a dream to me? Showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Sunny, sunny, sunny
day.
Sunny. I love the
flower girl. Was she reality or just a dream to me?
When you knock on my door. Now every time I go to the mailbox, gotta hold myself down. Yeah, 'cause I just can't wait till you ride me. You're coming around. Mm-hmm. I'm walking in sunshine.
Man, the glitches just keep showing up tonight. I apologize for that. That was Jazzistics, or Jazzistics, with Walking on Sunshine. And before that, Pax Ukulele, with The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. And if you like that song, go to YouTube and watch the video. It's freaking great. I really like this guy. It's one guy, but he calls himself Pax Ukulele. And before that, Willie Bobo with Up, Up, and Away. And my friends, I think that pretty much brings us to the end of the show. Man, what a ride it has been. Very lumpy in the beginning, and then sort of smooth in the middle. And I think we brought it in nice and tight at the end. So I want to thank Belinda for inviting me to host the show. I really enjoy this. I want to thank the listeners. Belinda's fans are the best in the world, and you guys are uber cool. So thank you for hanging in there and supporting Bubbles in the Think Tank and supporting WMFO, because that's what you're listening to. 91.5 WMFO Medford. So without any further ado, I'm going to play something, and then if I have more time, I'll play something else. But let's assume I won't have any more time, so this will be the end of the show, but you never know, because I might have more time later. So that being said, stay tuned for more Freeform Radio, and I will talk to you sometime in the future. Thanks, Belinda.
If you should see my Belinda, tell her I miss her so. Just for a look at